Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, somebody contacted me via my blog, and they were asking you to kind of explain the benefits and risks of swing trading versus day trading. And their second question is, how do you face the fear of some sort of currency meltdown, like you mentioned, like, you know, Franco-Geddon or Brexit or something like that? So I guess two questions.
Yeah, right. Great questions, by the way. These are excellent. So here's the way to look at this. Okay. If your broker is matching up orders to the true Forex market, so you have a retail Forex broker and they're matching up orders to the real market, like FXCM or whatever. So if you've got a broker it claims STP or ECN, or and they're telling you, look, we're legit and all that, you must know, and everyone should know now, based on Franco-Geddon, that the weakness in that model is if the market moves extremely fast and their system cannot execute trades quick enough from their platform to the interbank market, which is essentially what caught FXCM, then you must know that that's a risk. Okay, now I'm not suggesting, like if you're a scalper, I'm not suggesting that you should go and trade with a market maker, but know that the market maker has the advantage here because the market maker doesn't have that risk. And in fact, if you look at some of the market makers on Franco-Geddon, what they'll tell you is that they made money that day. So FXCM goes out of business, essentially, or they're illiquid, and then the loan sharks came in and saved them. But you know, that's the difference between a market maker and someone and a broker who's trying to be honest and say, look, everyone's in group A, you know, because most market makers, they have group A and group B. Group A are the traders that make money, and group B are the traders that don't make money. Mm-hmm. And everyone gets put in group B until proven otherwise, basically, you know. And so they don't really care that much about you if you're in group B. But if you're in group A, they do, and they will hedge you and make sure that you don't, you know, send them bankrupt. But so the thing that I want to get clear here is that things like Brexit, like that's totally in your control. Leading up to Brexit, I had a trade on the Singapore dollar and I trade on the pound Singapore dollar. Now, I exited both of those trades leading up. Now, if I had left my trade in the Singapore dollar trade, I would have hit, I had three targets. I hit target one and then I got out of the trade. I would have hit target two leading up to Brexit, and then it would have just gone shoo, and gapped against me, and I probably would have lost quite a bit on that by the time I was executed, my stop was executed. Mm-hmm. Now, the pound Singapore was the opposite. If I had left that trade in, and let's say I removed my profit targets because I knew there was a potential of, you know, something wild happening with the pound, that would have probably been the best trade of my life. You know, what I mean? So that's the kind of thing that happened. So you, leading up to Brexit, when you knew that something was, you know, that there was something possible to happen. You knew that your brokers were scared and they were changing the margin requirements and all that. So, you know, some of these you can see, but the other ones are like the black swan, like the Swiss National Bank thing, the Franco-Geddon. That was just blindsided everyone except for the insiders that made a lot of money on that trade. The people who knew that was going to happen, because there were huge bets in the options market on that. So, you know, some people knew, obviously, because it had leaked. But the point is, you control what kind of broker you deal with. So I think that the number one thing, if you're worried about another black swan, I would say remember that the market maker has the advantage. Like, they can survive these things more easily in most cases than the ECNs or STPs. So that's something to keep in mind. The second part of the question, which you rightly say, there's a two-part question here, is what's the benefits of swing trading versus day trading? Now, the subtext here, I'm reading through the lines and saying, well, okay, it sounds like this trader is trying to get me to say you should be in and out, should just scalp and be day trader so that you're flat, right? And that's definitely an advantage. Or you're flat, like you close out your trade so that you don't get gapped on the weekend or whatever. I get that, and that's cool. I understand that. But no. And so some people are going to point to that and say, that's such an advantage. I don't want to hold my swing trades for 17 days and this and that and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to get gapped. I don't want Franco-Geddon to get me. That's cool. I understand that thinking. But here's the thing. I believe the difficulties and the pitfalls of trading the lower time frame charts for most traders, okay, especially if you're new to this, far outweigh the advantages of being flat over the weekend and when you're sleeping and all that. So, in other words, there are things that happen in your brain when you trade the lower time frames that don't happen when you trade the 8-hour, the daily, or the weekly charts. So, you're really kind of fighting your biology, is what I'm saying. We're not built to make profits easily, and our brains get addicted to the lower time frame trading, just as we get addicted to drugs and gambling and all those other things. So, and you can say I don't have an addictive personality. Well, okay, that's fine. But why are you then? Why are you trying to trade these lower time frame charts? Because it's just like playing the video games in Las Vegas, where you're playing the video poker and all that. It's the exact same thing. So that's my point. And I understand some people are going to argue, look, I'm going to be flat, I want to get in and out, and that's cool. But it's probably only going to be beneficial for the trader who's very good at setting themselves in the right mind frame, and it probably has a lot of years of experience. Mm-hmm. So that's my take.
Okay, cool. A lot of great points there. Thanks.
Thanks.